I'm Laura Carlson with Mission Network News. Cuba's dictator Fidel Castro says he doesn't intend to cling to his power forever. That means change is coming soon to the communist nation. The country's also starting to relax some of the religious restrictions. It's sparking hope. Global Advance's David Shibley says they're hosting seven ministries involved in Cuba to look at a national outreach strategy for evangelization there. Persecution will be a problem for the church. Pray for their strength and their boldness. And finally, this report comes from Audio Scripture Ministries. In Togo, West Africa, at the Kempton Memorial Hospital, Scripture is being played and distributed along with God's healing and wholeness. The hospital director would like to record some tribal languages, specifically found in northern Togo in a predominantly Muslim area. Pray for him as he gathers equipment and receives training. He's slated to begin in January 2008 and then return to Togo. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Your financial support at the end of the year is needed. Go to missionnetworknews.org to help. I'm Laura Carlson.